This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
It is still premature to consider easing the quarantine restrictions in Metro Manila to modified enhanced community quarantine or MECQ, according to Vaccine Czar Secretary Carlito Galvez Jr. Galvez said they will hold a separate meeting with the interagency task force after the weekly cabinet meeting with President Rodrigo Roa Duterte tonight to discuss whether or not to prolong the imposition of ECQ in Metro Manila. However, looking at the current situation implied that the NTF is leaning towards favoring the extension of ECQ. Galvez reiterated the importance of getting the vaccine and reminded the public to the minimum public health standard to avoid catching the coronavirus. The Philippines may reach 16,000 daily new COVID-19 cases next week as infections continue to rise in most parts of the country, according to Okta Research Monday, August 16. Okta Research fellow Dr. Guido David noted that Metro Manila had a slight decrease in the reported cases on Sunday, August 15, but other areas in the country saw a rapid increase in their cases. He also noted that the country's COVID-19 reproduction number continues to increase as it now at 1.5 from 1.46 during the previous day. This means that the infected individual can infect up to 2 people. Meanwhile, the reproduction number in Metro Manila remains at 1.9. A low-pressure area or LPA of Baguio City will likely bring scattered rain showers over parts of northern Luzon, Cagayan Valley, and Cordillera Administrative Region. PAGASA estimated the LPA at 55 kilometers northwest of Baguio City on Monday morning, August 16. Weather specialists said that LPA may not develop into tropical depression as it would likely dissipate in 24 to 48 hours. Meanwhile, Metro Manila and the rest of the country will have partly cloudy to cloudy skies with isolated rain showers due to the easterly winds and localized thunderstorms. Manila City Mayor Francisco Isko Moreno Dumagoso has tested positive for COVID-19, according to the Manila Public Information Office on Sunday, August 15. In a statement, Dumagoso felt a little cough and cold and not feeling well, but he assured his constituents that the city government will continue its operations and efforts amid the pandemic. On August 8, Manila Vice Mayor Maria Sheila Hani Lacuna Pangan confirmed that she tested positive for COVID-19. Displaced workers who are not qualified in the ECQ cash aid by the national government program will receive 2,000 pesos under the Kalinga QC program as announced by Quezon City Mayor Joy Belmonte on Sunday. Under the Executive Order 19S-2021, financial assistance will be given to residents who would not receive wages or other sources of livelihood, as well as self-employed individuals not permitted to work during the duration of the ECQ until August 20. Eligible applicants may fill up and submit application forms together with documentary requirements to their respective barangay.
The United States lowered the flag on its embassy in Kabul and has relocated almost all staff to the airport, where US forces are taking over air traffic control, officials said on Sunday. The shuttering of the US embassy comes nearly 20 years after the United States returned following the defeat of the Taliban regime. With stunning speed, the Taliban retook the country in little more than a week after President Joe Biden began the final withdrawal of troops, closing America's longest war. The United States has sent 6,000 troops to the airport to fly out embassy personnel as well as Afghans who assisted the United States as interpreters or in other support roles and now fear retribution. Steferos Abirasturi of Cebu topped the runway challenge of the Miss Universe Philippines 2021. Earlier, Steffi became controversial after some netizens claimed she's a supporter of President Duterte when she made the newly built Sisilex her runway. The Cebuana beauty queen neither denied nor admitted the claim of some pageant fanatics. Instead, Steffi encouraged the public to stop political divisiveness. Meanwhile, Kisses de la Vin of Masbate, who earlier won 2 previous Miss Universe Philippines challenges, slipped to number 3. The grand coronation of the Miss Universe Philippines contest will be held on September 25. In other pageant news, Angeline Texon, a senior high school student from Bataan, thanked Miss Supranational Philippines Dindi Pajares for wearing her creation at a Miss Supranational 2021 pre-pageant competition. Dindi wore the evening gown during the Miss Elegance pre-pageant show, where she won first runner-up. In an Instagram post, Texon encouraged young designers never to give up on their dreams. The Miss Supranational 2021 beauty pageant will air live at CNN Philippines channel on August 22 at 2 a.m. John Riel Casimero vowed to surprise Guillermo Rigondeaux with a knockout finish as early as third round. But it never happened. Instead, Casimiro and Rigondeau, for almost the entirety of the match, seemed to play the game of tag. In the end, Casimiro scored a split decision win over Rigondeau to retain his WBO bantamweight title at the Dignity Health Sports Park in Carson, California on Sunday, August 15, Manila time. Casimiro boasts a 7-match win streak after his second title defense, while Rigondeau suffered his second career loss with 20 wins and 13 knockouts.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.